and 32's backed up, so we'll talk slow. Okay, I want to call the December meeting of the Mount Vernon Wetlands Commission to order. Commissioners Volucci, Roscoe, Occhialini, and Brush present. First order of business is approval of the minutes of the November 20th, 2025 regular meeting.
I make a motion to approve the November 20th, 2025 meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carries unanimously. No public hearings, no show cause hearings. Any remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks from the public on items not relating to the agenda? Any remarks from the public on items not related to the agenda? All right. Old business, Noble Hill Road. Owner Jeffrey Phillips and Jennifer Michaels, update on ongoing enforcement actions, cease and correct order.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. On November 21st, 2025, I received a call from Jeff Phillips, who indicated that he spoke with his engineer and expects to have all plans prepared and submitted to our office for presentation to the Planning and Zoning Commission at their December 9th, 2025 meeting. No plans have been received to date. Staff recommends that the commission continue this matter to the next regularly scheduled meeting of January 15th, and there is a motion in your packet.
All right, I want to note that Commissioner LeClaire has joined the commission, whatever you call it. So it's the stuff, this work just didn't get done in time?
Correct.
Okay, I'll make a motion to continue the matter to the next regular scheduled meeting of January 15th, 2026, and continue to do so until this matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of this commission.
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Occhialini made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
It carries unanimously. 25 IBC 25, 420 Fire Street. Owner applicant Mark DeRozier, regular activities to make repairs to driveway in the wetlands and upper review area.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. On December 2nd, 2025, I received a call from John Martucci, a PE who had been retained by the applicant. He inquired what the commission was looking for, and I referred him to the town soil scientist comments of October 8th, 2025. I informed him that an existing condition survey, including local boundary data, topo and wetland delineation and flagging, as well as a restoration plan, which should include a plan to restore the wetlands, including grading, removal of fill from the wetlands, erosion and sedimentation controls, plantings, etc., would be required. On December 8, 2025, the applicant provided copies of two maps from July of 2000 from Boundaries LLC. Copies of those maps are attached to your staff report. And the applicant was made aware that those plans would need to be updated because the wetlands must be redelineated every 5 years. The applicant, Mark DeRozia, is here, and staff is recommending that the commission continue this matter till the next regularly scheduled meeting of January 15, 2025, to give the applicant's engineer additional time to come up with the existing condition survey and the wetland restoration plan. Mark is at the podium.
Okay, so you want to get updated plans?
John, the civil engineer, did a study.
Excuse me. Yeah, just say your name. And
oh, Mark DeRozier.
Thank you.
So John did a study of the topography so that he could figure out all the water flow that can potentially go there. And he says we can design add 2 6-inch pipes is basically what he said. But he's drawing it up and he's finalizing everything. But he did his study on the maps and that's what he came up with. He said he could also do a riffraff channel, but he can't guarantee that it'll never get clogged, obviously, because it's what it is right now. Mm-hmm. You know? So if you want to do the pipes, we can do the pipes and he can prepare that, he told me. Or we can do the riffraff, if you want to do the riffraff. We put down the filter fabric and we put the riffraff, put filter fabric over that, and then we put the driveway back on top of that, the process gravel. So if you don't want the pipes, we can do the he said we could do that if you want to do it. But he's not concerned about the road washing away. He says it'll just go over again. He went out and he did a site inspection. He says it'll just go over again. But if we want to resolve it, we need to either put two pipes or put a trench with riffraff and filter fabric. Well, those are the two options.
Well, he's the engineer. He needs to pick a solution that's going to work for the long term that our town engineer is going to agree with. We're not the engineers.
Well, he said that the better solution is to adding the two pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So have 3 6-inch pipes. Yeah. He says that's a better solution because the water doesn't have to go through a maze of rocks to get to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And the chances of it going over are very slim.
Right.
With the three pipes.
Well, again, he needs to design it and...
We'll submit it. He said he could get it by the next meeting. I talked to him about it today. Yeah. And then boundaries, the plan that he's going to come out and update all of that. And Rich Snarski is going to work on the restoration plan. That's all I can tell you.
All right, good. I would say it's going to be January. You know, he needs to have time for our guy to review it. But again, if it's January, I don't think you're going to be doing work in.
It's all frozen now anyway. We're not digging it up.
Pushed back another month, it gets pushed back another month. So, okay. Any questions? All right.
In which case, I will make a motion to continue application 25 IWC 25 428 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Mark Desrosier for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on January 15th of 2026 for additional time for the submission of an existing condition survey and a wetland restoration plan in accordance with the town soil scientist Robert Russo's recommendation of October 7th, 2025.
A second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, I should have said, Mr. Rosto made the motion, Mr. Occhialini seconded it, and it's approved unanimously. All right, 25 IWC 28, 129 Simpson Lane for regular activities in conjunction with removal of a 12x12 shed and relocation of a 14x10 shed.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. I have no additional comments at this time. There is a motion for approval in your packet, if you so choose, and the applicant... Scott
Smilinich.
Smilinich is here if there are any questions. Sorry.
No worries.
This was one that we didn't really have any real issues with, right? Last month?
No. Remove a shed.
Pretty straightforward.
Remove a shed.
Yeah.
Moving things and cleaning things up.
Yeah, I think if we went allowed to, we would have voted on it last time. All right. If no one has anything on it, then need a motion.
Well, I'm on it. I'll make a motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations and Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application 25 IWC 28-129 Simpson Lane, parcel ID 038-050-00A, Quakusville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Scott Schmelnich. For regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the removal of a 12x12 shed and relocation of a 14x10 shed per the application and associated documents dated November 4th, 2025. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
A second.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Rostow made the motion and Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, new business. Item 25 IWC 29, Newland and Turnpike, Hunksville, Connecticut. Owner applicant, City of Norwich, Department of Public Works, for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of sidewalks. Now, is this because it's within the 5,500 foot border?
This very small section is in my.
Okay.
So. Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. This application is for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of sidewalks in accordance with the New London Turnpike sidewalk and road rehabilitation. This is a grant that the town of Montville is working with the city of Norwich for a sidewalk connecting Route 32 to Route 82. It involves the installation of 0.75 mile of sidewalk, and the work will include approximately 1,130 linear feet of work within roadway, which is within the upland review area. The work will include the installation of approximately 240 linear feet of 5 foot wide concrete sidewalks, millings, and replacement with 2.5 inches of bituminous pavement in two lifts and construction of approximately 68 linear feet of new embankment wall. Additional work includes the removal and resetting of approximately 43 linear feet of metal beam rails, replacement of 6 catch basin tops with ADA compliant, the removal of 2 utility poles, minor grading and site adjustments as required. The project includes the resurfacing of the bridge surface over the brook with no cut, fill, or removal activities planned within the actual water course or wetland. Erosion and sedimentation controls will be implemented within the project area to protect drainage inlands and adjacent vegetated areas outside of the project limits. Erosion controls will include silt sacks for catch basins and double row silt fencing along downslope areas to protect the wetlands. All practices will be in accordance with the 2023 Connecticut guidelines for soil erosion and sedimentation control. This project provides improvements to pedestrian connectivity and roadway safety while minimizing impacts to upland and wetland areas. The project work will be limited to within the roadway for repaving and minor work for the installation of the sidewalk. All bridge work will be contained to the road surface and no impacts to the bridge surface. This application was referred to the town soil scientist for comment on December 12th, and comments are still pending. Yanin Wu from Freeman Companies is here on behalf of the applicant to present project to you.
So I believe the statements already cover most of the project. Just wondering if you have any questions or any special clarification regarding anything.
So this, I'm trying to remember the as of rights parts. Is Not as of right.
And one thing I did actually forget to mention is that they also did include with their application a request to waive the application fee. This is a joint project between the town of Montville and the city of Norwich. So.
Seems reasonable.
Reasonable in that aspect, but only the commission can waive that fee. I'm trying to see, I think it's the last page of the application. It is. Their request for the waiver.
It's the town, not the state, so, okay. Is there going to be any lighting or anything, what do you call them?
No, we're not proposing any lighting.
So I did include two motions in your packet. One is if the commission would like a site walk, and the second is to continue the meeting to the continue the application to the next meeting. We will have to add a motion for the waiver of fees. I remember to add that to your packet.
Yeah, we can't approve it tonight anyway, so.
Is this probably drive viable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like next to my house.
Hey.
Especially that. Not sure I'd want to walk there without a sidewalk. Traffic right there is. So, anybody have any questions or anything?
Are the sidewalks, what's the rule for sidewalk maintenance? Is that, especially in the winter, is that on the city town or the landowner whose sidewalk, they happen to have a sidewalk in there?
I believe this is a municipal project, but let me double check. I can double check and bring you the answer with like confirmed formal if you feel it's going to relate it to this application.
Just sort of wondering. I mean, I fully support making the area safer to move about outside of your car, but you're also letting people walk there, and people are messy. And they might it might be an area that becomes clogged with garbage, may nip bottles, people might be salting the sidewalk to keep it safe. Just some thoughts.
Yeah, I know for the Norwich part, it will be the DPW, but Montville, I need to double check. Don't want to give you a fake answer for the moment.
Thank you.
Can I make a motion?
Yeah, motion to continue.
Sure. I make a motion to continue application 25 IWC 29, New London Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant, City of Norwich, Department of Public Works for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of sidewalks until the next regularly scheduled meeting on January 5th, 2026. And that's going to be separate.
Oh, second. Okay.
Can I do that?
Can you agree to waive the fees tonight?
I would do it all in one motion at the end.
Okay.
Well, did you say it in your motion? I'm sorry.
I did not, but I can continue with that in a second.
I didn't think you had. No, I would put it all in the final motion.
Okay.
So that you have a motion.
Can we give a second?
Oh, second.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Rostel made a motion. Commissioner Vellucci seconded it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Correspondence none. Other business, 24 IWC 7, 339 Chesterfield Road, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner Applicant Jill Boonharin, previous approval obtained for an IC permit for regular activities within the wetlands and URA to demo an existing single-family residence and construct a new single-family residence.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer, for the record. This inland wetland permit was approved by this commission on September 19, 2024. A copy of the permit and the approved plan is attached to your staff report. On December 5, 2025, I conducted a site inspection and noted that the wetland crossing did not appear to have been installed correctly. A copy of that inspection report is also attached to your staff report. I immediately forwarded a copy of that inspection report to the town soil scientist, Bob Russo, who responded in part, quote, "This should be double-checked." On December 9, 2025, I notified the applicant that there was an issue on site, and I required an updated site plan showing the actual house that was being built as opposed to the conceptual one that was on the approved IWC plan. She had the engineer reach out to me, and I explained the situation to him. The engineer then forwarded an email to the applicant and copied me on it, whereas he stated as follows, quote, I do want to note that I will not be placing the walls over the culvert crossing on the site plan as those were not approved by the Wetlands Commission, end quote. On December 11, 2025, myself, assistant planner Meredith Badaluca, town soil scientist Bob Russo, met on site for an inspection. The builder, Vic Caprio from Caprio Homes, and Mike Milano of MJM Builders was present on behalf of the applicant. A copy of that inspection report is also attached to your staff report. On December 12, 2025, Vic Caprio from Caprio Homes inquired on behalf of the applicant if it would be possible to remove the stone wall over the wetland crossing on one side and install a guardrail on the other. He indicated that the applicant wanted something on both sides of the crossing for safety purposes. On December 16, 2025, the town soil scientist Bob Russo provided a comment letter with a markup as-built based on the December 11, 2025 inspection. Copies of those are also attached to your staff report. In the letter, Mr. Russo explained the issues noted on site during the December 11, 2025 inspection, and then he provided his recommendations for those corrections. I'd just like to note that although the width of the driveway does not fall within the purview of this commission, it is a requirement of MAFL zoning regulations and therefore cannot be reduced. I would ask that the commission keep that in mind when making any determination concerning the walls along the side of the driveway over the culvert. So there were a couple of situations which occurred when we did go out there. To start, there were two decorative walls at the Chesterfield Road right when you entered the driveway, on both sides of the driveway. They installed two decorative walls. A portion of both of those, a very small portion on both sides, are in the upland review area. So I did make note of that. It's in the inspection report, and Bob Russo did make mention of that in his comment letter. The area of the existing house, where the house was to be demolished, had grass only planted there, and the plan calls for a conservation mix. We did speak Mike Milano on site, and he indicated that that wouldn't be a problem. He could fix that without a problem come spring, obviously. The existing well had not been abandoned, but Vic indicated that was one of the next things to be done. So that will be taken care of, but I did note it on my inspection report. The width of the driveway crossing is only 13 feet, not 15 as required by zoning regulations, and also for the safety of being able to get fire apparatus to the house. That's the reason that it's required by our zoning regulations for the 15 feet width. It's 13 feet at this time because, as you see in the pictures, on both sides of the driveway, they installed a one-foot wall, which takes 1 foot off both sides. So now it's only 13 feet wide at the crossing. And fire apparatus, in speaking with the fire marshal, John Meagle, he indicated that we really do require the 15 feet. The six HDP culverts were not buried 2 feet as was per the approved plan. In speaking with Vic at the inspection, he indicated that the reason for the 1 foot walls, stone walls being installed over the culvert was that the property owner wanted them there for safety purposes. She was afraid with the weathers we have going across that with nothing on either side, God forbid she was to go off into the wetland area. Rock and riprap had been added around each of the HDPE culverts to prevent erosion, which was not per the approved plan. There was some filling to the wetlands in the area just north of the culvert, east of the driveway, right where there's a 90-degree turn. They cut that back some and put some fill in there because as deliveries were being made to the house, they were cutting into that wetland area, so they filled that area in somewhat. And then the stone diaphragm was not installed per the approved plan.
I think that was actually right on.
It was where it needs to be, but if you read what Bob Russo wrote in his report, it was supposed to be wetland area of south of the stone diaphragm was filled without permission. The stone diaphragm was supposed to be just along the edge of the wetland with no fill in to the wetlands. So it was going to be the driveway and then the stone diaphragm. Instead, there's fill now on this side of the stone diaphragm, which was not on the approved plan. And then the only other thing that I did note on my inspection report was that the reserve septic was shown on the approved plan but had been removed from the revised plan in the as-built. That's something I can deal with the engineer about. That's a minor, just small change that needs to be added back in. Bob Russo's letter of December 16th on page 1, he lists 1 through 8, which explains each one of the items that he found and an explanation of each one of those items. And then on page 2, he explains to the commission how he feels and recommends that those items be corrected. And I'm sorry, Vic Caprio is here. I apologize on behalf of the applicant, so he can answer any questions and fill in wherever may be necessary.
I remember when we did the site walk, the wetland crossing, it was made to seem like it would be so minimal. And this is like, looks pretty intense from the photos. This is not what I envisioned when we were on the site at all. Yeah, it cuts pretty far in.
When the engineer was with us, it was a very small area, which is what we talked about when we were on site. He didn't give them much room to work in. So they did what they could within the small area that was there.
But I recall we were specifically asked them about that, and in fact about a wall, and the response was that the road was so short they wouldn't need a wall.
And the pipes that are just sort of in the air, they're just going to work when there's flood or when the waters are high?
They're not in the air. They just have head walls. And every stone that's here to build those walls and what you called riprap is all existing stone from the property. There was no stone brought in. Everything comes from the property. But in building, you know, a lot of these, the way we left the rocks for the head wall was to stop the erosion from coming in. And the pipes are down on the ground where they're supposed to be. The only elevation that's wrong is the driveway settled a little bit. I think it was 0.5 tenths. And so we're going to be raising that up another 6 inches to meet the 2 foot over the pipes that we have. The stone walls, yeah, that was something that the unit owner asked for, or the homeowner asked for, and the masons were there, and they just started doing it with the extra stone they had from the main road. And they didn't do a base. They just put it right on that driveway base that was approved. They used very minimal concrete because of no base, just in the middle and the center, but it still would be allow water to get through. But obviously, no permission was asked for this or the walls in the front. But what we are asking for is if we can leave the upper wall up and take the lower wall down, but then also add an 8x8 guardrail there for the unit owner, because if you go there and these walls weren't there, it's a pretty big drop off there, especially if we're going to raise that 15 foot wide road another 6 inches. I mean, it's pretty scary there coming in and out.
Well, that's why we asked the question when they first came in.
Well, listen, I was here for those three meetings. My engineer Ryan was here with Jill, the homeowner. And I've asked Ryan that 5 times. Why didn't you ask for a little bit more room to him, for us to work here? You know?
I would ask. I mean, it's the one thing that I've seen over the years is that people go back and then try to fix what was done the first time. Could we also just examine the impact of or the feasibility of moving the wall 2 feet, you know, downstream or upstream, so it looks the way, so there's stone walls on both sides, which is what the owner probably wants. Because otherwise, they're going to be back here in 5 years and say, we want to put a stone wall in, and it's going to be twice as much damage. And, you know, I would say you know, because we need to look at feasible and prudent alternatives, and I think this. I would ask you to at least look at that as a possibility, potentially as a more. I won't say as a more prudent alternative, just because I see it happen. I'm coming back again, and saying, "Well, we got a stone wall here and a guardrail there, and it looks terrible, and the neighbors are laughing at us, and we want to put a."
But if that were the case, we'd have to extend the pipes either upside down.
You're right. We'd have to extend them a couple of feet, 2 feet more. I think, honestly, without, you know, can't go back and revisit the path, if they had asked for it 2 feet wider when they initially come in.
Sure.
So how's that different of asking for it now? And if it means that you got to take and bulldoze the whole wetland, then obviously that's not feasible. So,
right.
I remember asking the question of, you know, why isn't there a rail? And it wasn't very high, so they didn't think they needed one. So the other one is, do we need to do a site walk? Because I'm not sure I understand about the other.
Do you mean when you're going up where it turns like a sharp right, that's where they cut into the wetland on the right-hand side? Because then it becomes like a pretty steep hill, if I remember correctly.
So if you look at pictures in the December 11th inspection report. So this picture here, mm-hmm. see where the silt fence is and the edge of the driveway is. That was filled in. Right in through here. This area was filled in. Should be right at the end of the, let me tell you what page. One.
Maybe they count from the back.
Page 11.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
So is it fill? The silt fence is on the boundary? Or is it?
No, so the silt fence, what they did is they extended over into, they filled in closer to the driveway because trucks were, correct me if I'm wrong, Vic, trucks were turning that corner.
Right. So we know from just past the wall on the right as you're pulling in, right past that top of that wall from 1 foot in to 5 feet and then back over. It's almost going to be like a 90 going to the house.
Right.
So that was just kind of spread out that way just so the triaxles and lumber trucks and stuff can get up there safely.
Right.
So, but that we can all remove and put back to
and,
the way
and
it was.
And when I was on site, Mike had mentioned that.
Right.
That was, he actually told me that before I had gone out there. He said he did fill in this area. He was set to remove that. He had no problem removing that area. However, here we are, and Bob did say that he felt that because there was fill in the wetlands, that he felt that there should be some wetland restoration in that area.
What would that include?
He's, according to what Bob explained to me, it would have to be a plan that they'd need to present to us as to removing that and planting some sort of wetland mixture.
That seems fair, because just scooping out the dirt you put in doesn't make a wetland. It just makes a hole. Yeah. Okay.
But the same question applies, would they then, and we just need to, some kind of a verification that then, well, I guess P&Z would, that, because you're saying, well, the trust can't make the corner, well, then can a fire engine?
I do remember, yeah, we asked these questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it something that...
And now they're saying they can't get up over the truck. Well, the fire engine's a truck.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a new telephone pole right there on the across from it.
So
kind of impedes a little bit with big trucks.
So I think we'll, because they want to leave it there, if they have to leave it there because the fire engine can't get up the hill, then we need to know that, modify the permit. So I guess what we're saying is we need a repair and restoration plan. Hopefully next month. And I think also I was speaking for the commission, is, you know, we recognize it's the only house this person's going to have probably, and if they need to go another 2 feet of in the wetland at the crossing, you know, now's the time to say it.
That's what we're asking for.
10 years and find a.
And I think the downward side would be the better side to do.
So that would need to be shown on a plan.
Yeah,
our engineer do that.
And that, if you can have that presented back to me, I can get that out to the town soil scientist for his review and comment before our next meeting.
So if we do that, then that's just before where we kind of filled in for the driveway to have an easier turn in with bigger trucks. Can that stay, that 1 foot by 5 foot?
That's the question. Does it need to stay?
I think so.
And if he says that, then we can address it.
Okay.
Now we need a modified plan showing going forward what we're going to do and reasonable. reasons why. I mean, it needs to be, again, feasible and prudent alternatives. We specifically were asking about, I don't know if we asked about it or that was brought up, that they needed this turn to be the way it was so trucks can get in and out. If the design was flawed or installation was flawed, then they had to do something different. Let's get it on the plan so that going forward.
And I'm sure you have all the pictures of the ends of the pipes and the head walls that were built with the field stone that was on the property. Can those stay?
Do they need to stay? That is going to be, we need to see what the plan is going to be going forward. I'm not going to say they can, I can't say they can stay anyways.
Okay.
Need to amend the plan, come home with a restoration plan.
And so
stuff that was placed in the wetland that wasn't supposed to be there should be taken out. Unless it's there for a purpose and a necessary purpose is what I would say.
Well, yeah, from our experience, erosion, that it's there for the erosion and the protection of the ends of the pipes getting covered over.
Then have it on the plan and in the report and we'll address it.
And what about the walls by the road? Those, the very beginning of each one next to the road, I think they said it was like 1 to 3 feet or something that encroached in the...
Yeah, it was a very small portion that was in the upland review area. But again, I think if you put those on a revised plan, a modified plan, and submit that back to the commission, that will be addressed as well.
Separate activity.
Okay.
So we have a plan.
And,
you know, so that a fire engine can make the corner.
Yeah, I have notes of that. And what's allowable near the diaphragm for some of that driveway material that has to come out of there? I'll just have Ryan, the engineer, state, you know, what we're going to put back there for soil and or plants or some kind of seed, I guess.
That would be part of his restoration plan.
Okay, so I'll have him do that. And then also, I mean, I know it said the special seed, conservation seed or whatever that was supposed to go down, and we just put the regular sun and shade, but that'll be done in the spring. And I'll just make sure it stays on the plan and states that that's what we're going to do.
And it should, you should have him submit a narrative as well?
Sure.
Explaining all of this information should be spelled out in the narrative. That will make it extremely clear to the commission what your intentions are.
Okay. Once this plan gets submitted to you guys and you meet the next time, is it going to hold up the certificate of occupancy for this woman for me to obtain that for her? Now, how's it done? It's got odds and ends, and I was looking to go for the CO within the next 2 weeks. Is that this going to be contingent on obtaining that for her?
That would be a question that I would have to answer with my zoning hat on versus my wetlands hat on. So I think that's something that perhaps we can speak about in the office. I can give you a call tomorrow.
Sure.
We can go over that.
And let me just tell you, she's Jill Moonheron, works for the town of Concord, Massachusetts. She's a cartographer, and she wants nothing that's not to code or, you know, whatever, you know, we can get approved for. And she's in no rush to move in. She wants everything done, you know, the correct way. So when I say I want to hurry up and get this certificate of occupancy, it's not just so I can get my last check. It's, you know, that's just kind of where we are with it for her, is looking to get the building department to sign off on it.
Okay.
All right, so we'll get that resubmitted. I'll talk to Ryan Thompson, the engineer, and tell him what needs to be put on that plan, and we'll get that resubmitted to you guys. Is there a certain date it needs to get to you guys before the next meeting of January 15th, you said, or 13th?
15th, yes. So if, as long as I have it a week prior, that will give the soil scientists ample time to review it. But I would suggest moving along quicker.
Did you say the 13th or 15th?
The 15th is the meeting.
Okay.
Whatever the Thursday is.
Okay.
there is a motion to continue this in the packet. No, there's not. We'll need a motion made to continue this to the January 15th meeting.
Kind of a motion. I make a motion that the applicant shall present a modification to the previously approved application and a wetland restoration plan to be reviewed and approved by this commission at its next meeting of January 15th, 2026.
Seconded.
Do we need to say the words continue or not?
Yes, continue.
Do you amend it to say, and the matter will be continued to the January 15th meeting?
So moved.
So amended.
So amended. I'm moved by the amendment.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Rashto, seconded by Commissioner LeClaire. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.
Yep. Thank you.
No executive session. I make a motion everybody has a Merry Christmas. And we adjourn. Thank you, everyone, for 12 months of support. Thank you guys for the support. And hopefully, we'll have to meet again until next year.
Yeah, hopefully not.